Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2550.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Well, I guess it depends upon the stage of my life that I've been in. There have been several people that have influenced my life, and I would have to say initially as a child, I guess my parents influenced my life and gave me values that I have now. Now in college, there was different people that influenced my life, professors, counselors that always told me or guide me to the proper path and to be able to achieve the goals that I had set in my mind. And now as a professional, I have another person that influences my life, who happens to be the person who I work with. And just seeing the way this person works, acts, and all that he's been through to achieve what he's accomplished is influencing me and for the better, and to be able to, I guess, become that also.
What do you aspire to be?
I am now a medical professional, and that it was one of the aspirations that I always wanted to become. So I am that now. I guess if I were to answer what do I aspire to be now, I would aspire to be a better professional every day, I guess more conscientious, I guess a better person overall, I would have to say.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I describe myself as, I guess, a little conservative. I am more on the quiet side. I have few friends, but very good friends. I like to be in a family environment and a friendly environment with people I know. I enjoy the company of people like this, and I would describe myself also as being very organized. I guess those are the things, one of the things that how I would describe myself.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
My mom instilled on me the organizational skills and the right ways of life, the right things to do. I learned from my dad how to set goals. My dad owned his own business, and which is successful, and I learned from him how to be successful in that sense also. Those are the things I guess I would want to probably pass on to my children.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I guess I'm persistent, and I like always to set goals in my life. I always have goals. Even now, one of my goals as when I was in college was to become a doctor, and now that I'm a doctor, I have other goals now, and I think that having goals is always something that has set me apart from some other people. I'm constantly trying to improve in everything I do. And how did I develop this attribute? I guess, again, from being these values instilled upon me from my parents, and I guess this is how I got these skills, these attributes.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I like to spend time with my family in a very informal way. I like to have dinner with them, have lunch. I'm seeing my mom almost every week, constantly, and keeping in touch with them. Now that it's summer, and I like to have barbecues and spend time with them.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and why was this gift so special?
I remember several presents, several gifts, and each of them very important to me. And what I can recall now is, I guess, what we call the Bible of what we used in medical school, and that was a gift, and this was a very expensive book that I couldn't afford. And it was given to me by a couple of people that basically they put in the money to get me the gift. It was special because this is a book I used it every day, and now until this day I still use it when I go over certain things about my profession.
Tell me some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I liked outdoor sports with my friends and in my neighborhood. We would go out and play soccer and volleyball. I used to ride the bicycle. Outside activities are the things that I enjoyed as a child.
What is your favorite book, and what types of books do you enjoy?
Can't remember, but the books that I like to enjoy are those that have to do with self-improvement. Those kind of books that are the ones that I like to read, and those are books that when I read, they keep me going, or they just make me improve, and those are the type of books that I like.
What was the last book you read, the movie you saw, or sporting event you attended?
The last book I read, I'm still reading, it's called The Slight Edge. It's again about personal improvement, and that is the last book I read. The last movie I saw was Angels in America, but I actually fell asleep while watching Angels in America. So the types of movie that I like to see are drama-based or those type of movies. The last sporting event that I attended was a soccer game.
What do you do for fun?
I like to get together with friends and just get together, have a dinner, or just go and just for home visits and spend some time. I like to spend time with friends. Right now, I do have a house, so right now I have some fun just doing some gardening work and those things like that. So I'm doing that right now for fun.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, a risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I remember one of the achievements that I felt very proud of myself was when I got into this fellowship. Very few students got into this program, and I was very happy that they had chosen me for this.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I think I would like to interview Hillary Clinton. I know that might sound odd, but because of what she's been through initially as a first lady, she was put on the spot with everything that was going on with Bill Clinton, and she knew how to take it very well and show the guts and just go forward and move forward and really not let that put her down. And so I would ask her questions about that and how she did it, and now she has the strength to just not even think about that and move on and even become president.
Why did you choose medicine as your career or line of work?
Because I always wanted to help people, and I always wanted to help cure disease or illnesses.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
It's every day it's something new, it's something different, and so that's what I like about it. That's what makes it interesting, that every day it's something new, it's something different, it's not the same thing. And if it's a surgical case or if it's a certain disease, that's what I like, that's what I do, and that's what I study for, and that's what makes it interesting.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be, and why would you choose this career?
I would probably choose to something in the real estate field. Why would I choose this career? Because of the kind of the independence that you have, even that you don't have any boss or anybody really that you want need to respond to. And because there is a good potential there for growth.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing with work, family, travel?
I would still be working. I definitely think about working. I like what I do. And with family, I see myself having two kids, a wife, a nice place, a nice home, traveling to Europe perhaps. That's what I would see myself doing in 10 years.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I guess to be, have the same kind of goals and aspirations that I have, and that she shares the same, those things, dreams that I have, and to just just grow together.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
The nicest thing that I can do for my significant other is just be by her side and just give her all my support.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I decided to participate in this donor program because I know that there are a lot of couples who unfortunately cannot conceive. It's very difficult for them to have children, so this gives them an opportunity to do that, to fulfill that dream.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Well, I just wish you luck in what you want to accomplish, and I do hope that you have the family that you've been wanting all this time, and that I can, even though I don't know you, be part of that.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2550.